Few people who upload their drawing to the internet expect their work to be picked up by a Donald Trump fundraising committee. That's exactly what happened to one Wellington-based graphic designer whose illustration of a golden eagle has become the logo of the official Trump card. The card is presented to supporters who donate at least 64 New Zealand dollars worth, that's 45 US, to Trump's fundraising efforts. The designer's David Peters. He's on the line. Kia ora.
Hello, hello.
How did you find out about this?
Someone from the Insider reached out and said, I'm reaching out about the fact that what appears to be your illustration of a golden eagle is being used by the Donald Trump campaign for their official Trump card. Do you have any comment?
And what was your comment?
Well, at the time, I wanted to keep a really low profile and I didn't want to talk about it publicly. But I think it's such a funny story that it's worth telling.
Why did you want to keep a low profile about it?
No reason in particular. Just I can't see much good coming of going public about it, being associated with Trump and all.
Your design, though, has been picked up by public figure. So I suppose that in itself, it's going to get a fair amount of exposure, is it not?
Yeah, assuming I can plug my outfit.
And how does this work? So you did this drawing for some other reason. Tell us about how this process kind of worked.
Yeah, okay. So about 7 years ago, I had this little design studio and a chap approached me because he wanted a massive eagle emblazoned on the bonnet of his car. So we did the design, coordinated the print and had it stuck to his car and he drove away happy. So there's somewhere out there in Wellington, there's a great big eagle on the hood of somebody's car and that eagle is now on Donald Trump's official Trump card.
Okay, so you uploaded it to the internet, what, thinking, oh, I might get a few other people might download this and I might get a bit of extra payment for it. How did that go over the years?
So I retained the rights to it afterwards. So I put it on Shutterstock and over the course of about 7 years, it earned about $224 US. So I think that boiled down to about 56 US cents per download. And Trump will have paid something like, or his campaign would have paid something like $3 US.
$3?
Yeah, if he didn't get it for free, which I think you can do if you've just signed up for an account, you can download stuff for free with your initial free credit. So his campaign has paid either nothing or about $3 for this asset.
I mean, I'm sort of... It's kind of amazing to think that this is how it's done, or is this how it's done? If you're putting together some graphic design work, is this what you would do if you were a major public figure?
As a graphic designer or as Trump? Absolutely not. I mean, well, I just think it really highlights his disdain for even his own supporters and like just how cheap this is. I mean, he hasn't employed a real person to design something special for his official card, like he has to find it on Shutterstock, and that's the way he goes about it. I don't know. It's surreal, but it's also completely tracks with everything that we know about him.
I'm sure it is special, though. He obviously thought it was special, or his campaign team did.
He did. His people did as well, I guess, because it went out to vote. It was actually one of four designs that were put out to be voted on, and his supporters voted on this one.
So you got the popular vote.
Yeah,
apparently. There you go. It's a big American eagle, I guess, or that's the sort of thing that it looks like. And it is gold. I had a look at it on the internet this morning. Are you concerned that this is, the eagle has been used by, amongst others, you know, the Nazis in the past? Is this worrying from your perspective that you're getting perhaps associated with something that was never the intent?
No, I mean, extreme lefties and extreme righties will all have, ridiculous spins on things. And this is one from the left where, grasping at straws, they're likening it to iconography from the Third Reich. And, yep, it looks very, very similar. But it's also an American eagle. So I think they're grasping at straws a little bit. And as for how it reflects on me, I've got no concerns whatsoever because it was designed for the hood of somebody's car and it's an American eagle and that's as far as it goes.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you talking to us. David Peters there, who has unintentionally, I suppose, designed the logo of the official Trump card. And I wonder where that car is.
Yeah, has anyone out there seen it?
If you know where the car is with the eagle on the bonnet, 2101 on the text.
Yeah, cool story, bro, as they say.